Homelessness is probably one of the key factors in morbidity of First Nations people around Australia. Homelessness is such a huge problem in our country, and it really shouldn't be the case. This country's very rich, really very rich. We should be building more and better public housing, providing higher rent relief for all those who are privately renting, and providing more emergency housing. What sort of country is this? That's my question for you. Like, we've got...
It's
ridiculous. I remember back in the 60s and 70s, when there was public housing available for people who wanted to get into public housing, there was a queue, sure, but it wasn't years. It was only months.
You're right on that, and I do remember Robert Isaacs, when he was in charge of Aboriginal housing. The queues, there was a queue, but they weren't long. And now what we're seeing is more homeless people, and certainly when I've been out and in the city and into places where they have the kitchens or meals for the evening, I've been yarning with some of our people who just cannot get housing. Now, we, as a federal member, I have people in my electorate come and see me, and we work to help them try and get housing, but I'm told that there is a two-year waiting list for public housing in WA, and it's even, that's for emergency-type situations, but it's even longer.
Well, the worst
now, the
part
Commonwealth
about it
provides...
The worst part about those emergency type money. Things is that the criteria is so strict.
It is, and look, states and territories really need to utilise the funding that the Commonwealth provides through national partnership agreements for social housing and for homelessness, and we provide substantial funding.
Well, that sort of situation doesn't appear to be working.
Well, part of the pressure has to be brought to bear on the relevant state ministers, because if the Commonwealth provides funding for housing, then we would expect them, and I would expect in terms of where there are Aboriginal people who meet the circumstances of social housing or homelessness, they should be given the opportunity of having shelter, because I'm seeing too many on the street.
Oh, there's far
Midlands.
Too many, and I see them every morning. You know, like I'm rolling into work at 3 a.m. and I see them wandering the streets because they've got nowhere to go.
Well, you only have to go out to Midland in the evening or yep. early morning, and you see plenty of our people who are homeless. And we've had a couple of homeless forums, and the non-government organisations that help are frustrated at not being able to get accommodation for people. And that's why some of our mob end up in jail, because
exactly.
they get a roof over their head.
Well, I was a prison officer for 15 years. Half the guys I actually spoke to in prison were in there because they wanted a roof over their head. They would go out and commit a crime simply because they wanted shelter.
And I've had people say that to me as well. I've had a couple of family members who are relatives that have gone into the system, and they've gone in because they've not had accommodation. It was easier to spend a little time in jail during the cold period because you've got a roof over your head.
Exactly.
Now, that's an indictment.
Well, it's a pretty
it
heavy indictment.
Shouldn't be like that, so we've got to do much more.
Exactly.
So we've got to do a lot more work together, and certainly I know that Minister Suka has been picking up the issues around Indigenous housing because of the Closing the Gap Agreement has a target in there that is to do with housing, and there is a need for everybody to come on board and make sure that the funding set aside for housing is used for housing.
Well, it would be nice to see a lot more transparency in the way that funds are used. I'm very tired, and I know that a lot of other people are very tired because they've actually said it to me. Lots of places out there that are meant to be providing housing seem to be just providing administration. They're office blocks with people in them filling out paper, and nothing actually gets done.
And part of the frustration too is people apply and keep applying. They keep being told, you're on the waiting list, you're on the waiting list. They're not given any certainty. And I don't know how they've survived so long on the streets. And there are some behaviour that is antisocial towards the homeless, which also doesn't augur well in a country like ours.
Well, people tend to look down on people that are homeless. That's just the way it is. Like, everybody's been indoctrinated into the system, and anyone who doesn't fit into the system is looked down upon.
Well, the issue is you often, most people don't understand the circumstances that people end up being homeless.
Exactly.
There's a whole range of issues. It's got nothing to do with colour of skin or...
Nope.
It's got to do with circumstances in life, and then all of a sudden you find yourself homeless. I know a businessman who ended up being homeless because things went belly up for him.
Yeah, well, and it's the situation is insidious. It really needs to be more transparent, and we need state and federal governments to be actually working together on it. I don't see why that is a difficulty.
It's not, and we will continue to do that, because I talk with state and territory ministers for Aboriginal Affairs on these issues, and every state and territory now has signed up to the Closing the Gap targets. They'll report in their own parliaments. I'll be interested to see what the parliament's report on is on housing in WA when they table the Closing the Gap statement.